I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, Adventure Coteers. It's me, Mark Gagliardi, your favorite work juice player. It was a real treat seeing so many of you at our live show, and we hope you're enjoying these podcast episodes, which came from that really fun show. We especially love that so many of you joined us for the pre-show and post-show games and fun arounds. Now, if you missed out on those or you want to watch them again, we've got great news for you. That video content is available exclusively on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour and become a supporter. You'll be able to see the very fun trivia game in which Padgett, Annie, Craig, and I showed exactly how deep our thrilling knowledge does not run. And soon you'll be able to watch the reverse Q&A in which we ask questions of each other and of you, the audience. The Patreon is full of fun, exclusive content. You'll have access to our complete podcast catalog, which isn't available anywhere else, as well as bonus podcast episodes like never-released early shows, panel conversations, and lots more. You'll also get first crack at live show tickets and more goodies. We really appreciate your support, and indeed, it's through your support that the show continues to exist at all. So go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour to pledge only $5 per month to access everything that the Work Juice Corporation has to offer. Clink!
Have our spooky summer stories sent shivers down your spine? Perhaps we should deactivate the air conditioning? Or perhaps another dose of mysterious suspense will get your blood boiling? Join Frank and Sadie Doyle in our final dark tale, Bottle Episode. Our story begins high above Manhattan in the penthouse suite of the Plaza Hotel, where the Doyles give themselves a well-earned evening at home.
Is it me, Frank, darling, or have we been called to battle the supernatural twice as frequently lately?
Let's break the streak and promise each other and ourselves that we will, under no circumstances, leave our apartment at all tonight.
Yes, Frank, that ought to do it.
I'll tell you what else ought to do it. A refill. Allow me.
My, what a piquant bouquet, darling. You must warn me when we veer sharply from a juniper-forward gin to such a peaty scotch whiskey.
Oh, that's no whiskey, though it does fill the nose with peat.
Now that I take it all in, it is not peat exactly.
Right you are. While peat gets its aroma from decomposed organic matter derived mostly from plant material, this decay has a less herbaceous aspect. More meat than peat. I believe that bottle of gin has gone bad.
Well, then let let's enjoy a different bottle of something else.
Straight away, love. Let me just... Is it... There.
You haven't budged.
Haven't I?
Do you think you have?
Kind of.
Frank, can't you put down that bottle?
I can't. I believe that this bottle hasn't just gone bad. I'm afraid it has gone evil.
Let us solve the first problem first and fill our glasses. No terrible smell, but something is off. I'll just taste it and... Oh, dear.
Gin not getting the job done?
Not only that, but I'm letting it go for failing to be gin. That was... water. Why would I drink that?
Try another bottle, quickly.
Yes, of course, darling. But to no avail. This vodka, it's water. This tequila, water. This brandy, water. This rum, water.
It's all water. All of it.
Even she thinks so.
Who said that?
I don't know, but ask me where she said it from.
Drink me.
It's coming from inside the bottle, and honestly, it's making a good case.
Drink me now.
If you insist.
No, Frank, no. I believe there's some kind of spirit in that spirit.
Well, what do you suppose happens if we drink it?
Drink me and find out.
Under no circumstances are you to drink that.
Even if there's nothing else left to drink?
Well, there's always something else left to drink.
Well, Sadie's right. There's the liquor delivery boy now.
Shouldn't you drink something on your way to the door?
She makes a good point.
Hold that thought. And you in there, hold your tongue.
Hiya, Mr. D. Mrs. D.
Leon! How have you been, young man?
I've taken up boxing, Mr. D.
Oh, and how's that going?
You tell me. They're your boxes, Mr. D.
just how we like them, full of bottles.
Not for long, eh, Mrs. D?
You know us too well, Leon.
Well, you know, sure, I had to study up to get the job of delivering your liquor. It's a highly competitive position. Oh, is something wrong, Mrs. D?
This one's water as well.
Water? No, I promise. I didn't know anything about this vicious prank. It doesn't represent me or the shop, believe me. And furthermore, it will not stand. When I find out who is responsible, I will make them regret it. I will make them regret this, and this I swear to you.
I am responsible. All of the booze of both of the Doyles has been, is, and will forever be undone. Ha! Ha! Ha!
Jeeps, creeps, a talking bottle.
I am the only oasis in your drinks desert, Doyle. Drink me while ye may.
You make a good point. Let me take a swig and then we'll... Say, you don't think whatever is in this bottle is compelling me to drink it, do you?
Yes, you might be onto something, darling. Whomever is in that bottle, the only person to compel my husband is me, so you show yourself right now.
You think because you compel him, you can compel me?
Of course.
Oh, okay then. Ta-da! It's me.
Holy Zamboli, is that a real live demon?
That is.
I can't believe it. I mean, I can. This kind of thing is all over your files. And being honest, other people who had this job before me sometimes didn't end up so alive as all that. And some of those ones didn't end up being so dead as all that. It's only a matter of time, I guess. So here's hoping I make it. Is a demon supposed to look like that? She don't look so good.
Are you okay? You seem to be wobbling.
I'm a little not okay. I'm gonna sit. Yeah, I'm sitting. That's better. Only it's not. It is different. You still have to drink me, Doyle, but give me a little bit to get ready. You guys are all right. You especially are.
This demon is drunk.
I'm glad someone is. Good news, I can put the bottle down now that it's empty.
It's because I'm out here now. Gotcha. Frady and Sank, you're cursed. All your drinks are now not drinks. That's the curse, part one. You're welcome.
Is there a part two?
Oh yeah, I bet there is.
What is part two?
How would I know? Stop yelling!
To lift a curse and return our alcohol to its inebriating state, we'll need to know who sicked you upon us.
Yeah, we're so beloved. Who would want to curse us?
This guy, maybe?
Not me. I appreciate you two. I sent my 6 kids to college thanks to you.
Okay, yeah, not him then. Fine.
You can't recall who bottled you.
No. I'm drunk.
This may require a drastic approach.
You don't mean?
Yes. We'll need to sober her.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I do. You're gonna need coffee, lots of coffee.
How will giving her more alcohol make him sober?
Not Irish coffee.
I don't follow.
Regular coffee.
There's a regular coffee now?
Always has been.
Let me summon myself some coffee then.
Wait, you can do that?
I just did it, Jack. A lot of people think demons get summoned, and we do. Those people are right.
But...
Oh, but we can also summon things. Two-way street. Which, if you think about it, all streets are two-way streets.
Except
one-way streets. Man, I am a mess. I should drink some coffee. Oh, I have some coffee. Oh, too hot.
Maybe you should do some jumping jacks. That always sobers me up.
Okay, hold this coffee, Jack. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, done.
Oh, here, have some coffee to cool off.
Thanks. Oh, hot, hot, hot. Was it always so bright in here?
Maybe.
Okay, but here's my real question. Are you going to drink me soon?
Well, not ever is my plan in that regard.
Oh.
Now that you've done 3 jumping jacks and had non-alcoholic coffee, please, try to recall what kind of monster would send you to keep us from drinking.
No, that information is gone. I spent years soaking in gin, you know.
Sadie, I've decided how I'd like to spend our retirement.
From what would we retire?
Oh, touche. Don't drink it, it's water.
Boo. You're certain there's no way to know who filled that bottle with you?
Oh, of course there is. Probably.
Say, do you think that bottle got sent by us?
Well, your shop is where we're registered for every occasion.
And no occasion.
Well, I got a record of every order and every shipment we ever made to you. All up here, in my noggin.
Why would you ever commit all of that to memory?
Professionalism. Let me see. Now, to look at this label, logo, wear, and brand, I'd say it was sent a little over 10 years ago as a gift by, if memory serves, Fiona Walker.
Fiona Walker! That is who summoned me that one time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Remembered.
Astounding recall, Leon. Contrastingly, do we know a Fiona Walker?
Not that I remember.
I can't believe I've been in a gin bottle for a decade. Did I miss anything?
Well, you can't smoke on the radio anymore.
Why even have radio then?
I hate to, I don't know what the opposite of digress is, but I don't suppose you could summon Fiona Walker, could you?
Me? No, it would be unethical.
Not you, Leon. Demon?
I have a name.
Me too! So could you summon her, Fiona Walker?
Yeah, I could really do that because she summoned me and you don't get more of a two-way street than that. I mean, it'd be so easy. Almost too easy. Do you want me to summon something harder? What's harder? A big rock. No, that's still easy. Two Fiona Walkers? I don't think I could do that, but maybe. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Two halves of one Fiona Walker? Could be messy, depending on the split. But I'll try.
Don't try, no. Just start with summoning the one Fiona Walker in her entirety, thank you.
Okay, but it's really easy.
I can nearly taste all of our liquor in its entirety now.
This might be hard to hear, but three-toed sloths actually have 12 toes, and... Wait, where am I?
You're in the Plaza Hotel penthouse home of Frank and Sadie Doyle. Welcome.
Thanks.
We'd offer you a drink, but we only have water, and who would drink that?
This is our liquor delivery boy, Leon.
I'm 34.
And, of course, you know this demon.
I have a name.
Everyone does. I don't remember her, actually, and I don't remember you either. I'm sorry. This is so embarrassing. But I went through this phase where I was really mad at everything and everyone.
Oh, I've also been a teenager.
Well, I take it out on the world by putting curses on whoever rubbed me the wrong way, but I have put all that behind me now, so.
Unfortunately, it's right in front of us now.
As are you. If you're not still angry in general or specifically at us, we'd appreciate you removing the curse.
Oh, I would if I could. I don't remember why I did it or how to do it.
I feel as if we were just talking with someone about remembering things.
Oh, it was Leon. He has the most amazing recall.
How about it, Jack? Do you remember any of the stuff?
Do I recall her past? No.
Oh, God. This is so mortifying. Look, I wish I could help. I'm just not that person anymore.
Oh, that person coming right up. I did it. Teenage Fiona Walker, two of them. Well, whatever, twice, at different ages. I didn't think that was gonna work at all.
Do you remember us, Fiona? Do you remember why you cursed us?
Yeah, I do, of course. I just did it like 10 minutes ago. Finally, I've waited for years, jerks.
Well, why? What did we do that upset you?
Yeah, who are they? Who are you, their accountant?
No, I am an accountant.
But I'm also you.
Oh, what? No. What? No. What happened to you?
Life, I guess.
I can't believe this. I was going to rule the world.
More like destroy the world.
Oh, same difference. Whatever, whatever.
Yeah, solid argument.
And you don't even remember me, do you?
Refresh my memory.
I was just a kid when we met.
You're not one now?
You two came to my parents' party in New Jersey?
Well, that doesn't sound like us.
You were drunk?
Oh, that sounds like us.
My dad was possessed by a demon.
Well, that sounds like him. Maybe, I don't recall.
Oh! That was you! You two exorcised the demon from my dad!
That sounds like us.
You ruined my life!
Oh, that one sounds like me, actually.
It wasn't. My dad was this really tame guy.
Always on me about doing things,
being
learning.
Responsible.
Until he got possessed by that demon. Then he was a fun time dad.
So fun.
The best. Then you exorcised him and he went back to being basically a librarian.
They preferred the demonic dad.
So much so that I got into black magic, all the grimoires I could read, Necromonicons and Demon Scrolls, the unabridged encyclopedia of shadows, the Hell Book.
I tried to bring back Demon Dad. Never could, though.
That sounds like us.
We have a strict no-return policy on our exorcisms.
Well, by the time I was 20, I was angry at everything.
Now, I am 20 and angry at everything. And now I curse.
Including us.
You guys got the double whammy.
Industry jargon.
What does it mean?
I sent the demon bottle to turn all your booze into water, taking away one of the two things you loved. And then the demon was supposed to possess one of you to take away the other thing you loved.
Oh, that's what I was supposed to do. Possess you. That's why I needed you to drink me. I couldn't get in there myself. Still can't. Is the room spinning for everyone, or?
Keep drinking that coffee.
I cursed so many people back then.
It's fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. But after a while, it was at Dad's funeral.
He dies?
Well, I looked in the mirror and thought, is this me?
It is.
I threw away my grimoires and my spells and I got a real job.
I hate that and you.
That's what I felt like when I stopped being you. Everything gets boring eventually. That's life. At a certain point, you gotta let the piercings close over and switch to decaffeinated coffee and read books and get a job so you can afford books and decaffeinated coffee.
You're such a disappointment. Don't you want to rage and roar and burn the world?
You're such a disappointment. Shaking your tiny little fists at the sky like anything you do makes a lick of difference.
Oh, yeah, you want to scrap?
I'd rather nap.
Oh, yeah, okay, Dad. Jeez, I learned all this dark magic so I wouldn't end up like him. Like you. You know what? Let me get my pocket grimoire and I'm going to curse you to still be me.
No, don't you dare.
Let me just get to the page. Okay, here it is. I, the cursing party, hereby curse you, the sellout, to remember and become what it is to be young and perfect, where feeling good is your only job, and woe to whomever thinks they're the hero of the story, because it's you, you poet, you artist, you hard truth dispenser. Become the angry rebel curse hurler again, Fiona Walker.
Wow, cursing has so many hand gestures. Who knew?
I did. And I do again, now that I'm crackling with anger and purpose and arcane knowledge once more. Give me that.
Oh, my pocket grimoire!
No, it's mine now!
Oh, she got you.
Not yet, I don't. Let me just find the right page. Okay, here we go. Get ready to be the me I was before you made me the me that you are.
No, give me the book!
Don't grab!
Stop hugging it!
You're messing me up!
On purpose!
Too late! Here we go. I, the cursing party, hereby curse you, the angry clove cigarette, to understand and become what it is to be an adult where your job is your only job and your hobbies are the acute sense of time running out, everything getting worse, and that you'll never do it right. Woe to feeling good very often, you slow metabolism haver, you hard truth understander. Become the defeated, broken, loneliness engine that I was, Fiona Walker.
No, I feel so boring. But I got the grimoire, so let me just undo your curse and find the page. Find the right page. I know it's here somewhere. It's hard to find the right page when I'm a boring adult McGee.
Let me help you.
Thanks.
Here we are, undoing a curse.
Hey, don't.
Ignoring all jerks, starting with you.
No, but...
Okay, I'm doing the hands. Wait. Okay, not that. Okay, I'm getting it. Here we go. Okay, hands. I, the cursing party, hereby uncurse you. The curse party. The cursing party is no longer the author of the curse party's misery, as the curse is hereby lifted.
You're still me.
What happened?
She made us undo our curse on her.
You're not gonna try to put it back, are you?
No. I mean, I'm not mad at you anymore. I'm mostly just mad at myself.
What I do?
No, not you, me. Me. I had all this power, and I spent it all on youthful anger. And then I just cold turkeyed it. I didn't know how much I missed the me before commutes. Before salads. Before having a boss.
We have a boss. I hate us.
Yes, that is what I'm saying. Come on, kid. I know a quiet bar that you won't find out about for another 3 years. You're gonna hate it. Let's go split a drink and figure out how to split the difference between the two of us.
I'm free and nicely buzzing. Pour you guys something?
Way ahead of you.
And we always shall be now that we've got our drinks back.
This is amazing. I'm going to be up late writing all this up.
Before you do, have a drink.
Yes, Leon, join us.
A drink with my clients? Is that ethical?
Not only is it ethical, it's sensible. Here's to you.
All right, then. To the Doyles.
Here's to them.
Here's to us, indeed.
Well, it seems Frank and Sadie were abstinence waiting to happen. They've proven once again that liquor really satisfies. Join the Doyles next time when they walk beyond belief in a spooky tale titled Ugly Eddie.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.